the remainder of the session and we'll just go through what you've done. Now, this often works better if you work in pairs, so perhaps if the two of you work together. And I'll, as I say, I'll give you 20 or so minutes now to work it through. Right. Neither have we got any matches, have you? No.
Now, sock it to me, B.
Love is waiting there in my beautiful balloon. Way up in the air in my beautiful balloon. If you hold my hand, we'll chase your dreams across the sky. Lord, we can fly. We can fly.
Armstrong and Miller starred Sam West, Tony Gardner, Alexander Armstrong and Ben Miller. It was written by Alexander Armstrong and Ben Miller, with additional material by Tony Gardner. The producer was Gareth Edwards.
Next week, Battles Recreated and National Trousers Day, or Breeks Day, which would be the Scottish version, of course.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now to Ambridge for the first of 10 new Ambridge Extra stories, beginning with that Keith Horobin in court.
Hello, Poochie. Good girl. Do you think we have 2 minutes for a really quick cup of tea? What's all this? There's an awful lot of party food in the fridge, Donna. I hope you're not expecting him to...
Oh, thank God you're here.
This is it, Tracy. I didn't sleep a wink last night, did you?
You're not even dressed.
I didn't get off for ages, and when I did, it was 6 a.m. What do you think of this nail varnish? Jungle red, it's new in the salon.
But the curlers?
Yeah, well, that's new too. I'm going for more volume. You'll see in a minute.
But what I mean is... Look, let's just get on with it, shall we? He's on at 11.
It's just the time.
You're always like this, late, messing about.
Please don't shout at me, Tracy.
You just can't do your faffing routine today, Donna. Please. For once in your life, you really do have to be ready.
I just wanted to look nice for him, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I know. But we've got to get there, park. God knows what the traffic will be like.
You're right.
Go through the security check, find the courtroom. All that takes time, Donna. Please, please don't make us late. My nerves won't take it today.
Tracy, I understand. I'll be 15 minutes.
Oh, God, 15 minutes?
That cup of tea and I'll be ready in no time.
You haven't heard a word I said, have you?
We'll be fine. Tracy, come here.
No, I'm fine. I'll be fine. Let's just get on, shall we?
You said yourself, after the judge sees the psychiatric report, he's bound to get a reduced sentence.
I know.
And I have a good feeling about it all.
Oh, Donna, we've been through this.
I really think he may even totally get off.
Is that why you've got all that food in? I've told you. You shouldn't get your hopes up. They don't let you off for arson.
But he's told the police about the gang. That's bound to help. Help a lot. That was such a great idea, Tracy.
I hope so. Oh, it's just, after all I said, shouting left and right about his innocence, but he really did it. You think you know someone.
He's your brother.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right there. His family. You never do down your family. You never shop them. Something that Emma should have remembered. Oh, but please, could you hurry up?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kirsty. Let me do it. Oh,
here, I've got it, Emma. Oh, you don't want to mess up that nice suit. Oh, you must be going to a job interview dressed like that.
Oh, that said, I should get off. Look, under the stool. I just...
Ow! Oh, oh dear. Oh, that looks nasty. Oh,
it'll be all right.
I'm not so sure. Oh, that's quite a deep cut.
No, it doesn't hurt.
Oh, you're getting blood on your sleeve.
Oh, I should go.
Hey, slow down. Look, I've got a first aid kit behind the bar.
Thanks, Kirsty.
Don't you think you should get a stitch in that?
Oh, come on!
Colleen!
Horribin.
Isn't he the same one as last time?
Oh, there we are. Keith Horribin, court 4, 11 o'clock. Oh,
okay. No! Not that way! In here!
You know why I'm here, ma'am. Go see justice done. He put my son in danger, his own family. Yeah, he's picking me up later. Oh, I don't know, Uncle Keith was always such a simple bloke, but... And now this.
I'm so fed up. When I think of what he's put me through, I can't believe I married that man.
Do you have to announce it?
It doesn't matter to them.
How do you know? They could be anyone.
We are. Oh, I'll need a rest after all this. Perhaps a weekend break.
Oh, come on, Donna. We want money. He got in this mess to pay for your Sam's wedding, remember?
Lovely coming in. Oh, my poor king. He looks so tired.
This is it.
On the 11th day of July this year, you, Keith Horribin, committed arson, being reckless as to whether life would be endangered by burning down a farm building belonging to Mr. and Mrs. David Archer of Ambridge, Borsetshire.
Well, well, well. Emma, what is she doing
you
here?
You not only caused a great deal of distress, both personal and financial, to Mr. and Mrs. Archer, but also, albeit unknowingly, put the lives of two children at risk. Now, while the court understands that this was not part of your criminal intention, nevertheless, this was a direct result of your criminal actions.
What's he going on about George for?
However, I give you full credit for your guilty plea, which you entered at the earliest opportunity, in so doing reducing the sentence that would otherwise have been imposed had you been convicted after a trial.
Good.
However, the offence is one that is so serious that only a sentence of immediate imprisonment is appropriate. The sentence I impose is one of 4 years.
What?
You will serve half of that sentence in custody and then, subject to your good behaviour, be released on licence for the remainder of the sentence. Any time you have already spent in custody will be deducted from the custodial portion of the sentence.
She's got something to do with this. Come on, she's leaving. Excuse me. Oh, look, please, get out of my way.
I don't know what to think, really. 4 years doesn't seem like much, considering. Two, probably. Then again, it's Keith. Stupid Keith. He's just so gullible. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Oi! You! Emma flipping Grundy!
Oh, Mum, I've got to go.
Are you happy now?
What?
My sister on the phone, is it? Are you happy too, Susan? Hey? Hey?
I'll ring you back.
Oh, look what you've done now. This is all your fault.
Mine? Oh, wake up, Tracy. Did I put a match to David's barn? Do you have to deal with Georgie's nightmares?
Does he have nightmares? Well, I hope you're pleased with what you've done today. This is where grassing up your own uncle gets you. You should be ashamed.
Me? You're making an exhibition of yourself. Pull yourself together. I'm leaving.
I'm not done yet.
Let go of my arm.
She's owed an apology.
Yeah. Yes, she is. For God's sake, get off me, Tracy. Donna is owed an apology. By Keith and by you.
Oh, yeah. Me. Right.
Who do you think Keith's going to be banged up with, Tracy? Do you think he's going to be tucked up in a comfy cell on his own with his teddy and his pyjamas? Or with other prisoners who might just find out he's a grass. And whose clever idea was that? Oh, yeah. That was you, weren't it? And there's every chance he'll be sent to Felpersham prison. You know, where the many grass are serving their sentence. They're going to give him a big welcome, aren't they? You're a classic Horobin, aren't you? Just so utterly convinced that your actions are the right ones, that you know best, all the time. All I can say is, thank God my name's Grundy.
Hello? Hello? Anyone home? No! No way!
Hi, Barry. No. No, not yet. Listen, I've just started New Borrowers. This was a good area before, so I thought I'd give it another go.
She just ran off.
What will you do now?
Do now?
Are you going back home?
Yes, Tracy's driving me.
I don't think so. Look, have you got any money for a taxi?
No, how am I going to get there?
It's going to think I've gone mad. We'll give you a lift back, Donna. There he is. Ed! Ed! Well, come on then, Donna.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, cheers.
I've got a question for you.
Okay, hope it's an easy one.
Have you ever done something that you thought was for the best, only to find out that you might have made things worse? A lot worse.
Oh, God, all the time. Whenever I ask Ryan to clean the pumps, he always makes a mess of it.
I mean, something important. Really important.
Oh, you're upset. Are you okay?
Where should I put your keys?
I don't know. Anywhere you like.
I'll quickly make you a cup of tea.
I thought he'd get off.
Is there anything to eat?
Oh, maybe just a couple of months.
You should eat something. Do you want a few of these vol-au-vents? I could put them in the oven.
Oh, I really thought he'd get off.
Look, Donna, you've got to start thinking about the future, about what you're going to... What are these?
Well, I don't know. Keith does all that.
Hey, some of those are from the building society. Do you want me to open them?
Do what you like.
Donna, this mortgage demand is 2 months old.
She didn't come, you know. My own sister didn't come when I needed her.
Didn't she?
I would have, for her, if the situation was the other way round. I guess that leaves me propping up Dad, Gary, the house.
Oh, Tracy.
And Donna. Oh, poor Donna. I just left her at the court.
Oh, oh, Daisy. You're almost off your bar stool then. Come on. Come on, you get.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Kirsty, I'm sorry. I should go. You don't need some sad woman at your bar.
Well, why don't you go home? I'm sure this will all look better after a rest.
Yeah, you're right. I'll get off now.
Shall I call you a cab? You can leave the car here. Come back and get it tomorrow.
Oh, that's all right. There's a pub just down the road. Nobody knows me there.
Donna, are you listening? The mortgage is in your name, not Keith's.
Is it?
That means that it's not part of Keith's debts. It means it can't be claimed by his creditors. That's something, anyway.
Creditors?
But you've got to keep up the payments, Donna. It's not been paid for 2 months. You've got to keep up the payments or you could lose your house.
Could I?
Yeah, of course you could. Call them. Look, the number's at the top of this letter. Talk to them. Get some financial advice. Donna?
I wonder what Keith's having for his tea.
Look, I've got to go. I wish I could help, but I've got money troubles of my own right now. Call them.
Okay.
Will you remember to call them?
Yes, I will.
Ed's waiting up. I'll let myself out. Try and get some sleep, okay? Bye.
Well, Poochie, looks like it's just you and me now. Come on, then. You may as well have these. There'll be no party now. Poochie! Poochie, be quiet! All right, I'm coming. Yes?
Good afternoon, madam. I'm from an independent financial support company.
Oh.
Are you having trouble meeting any bills at the moment?
Can I have mine done on both sides, as usual?
I know. Oh, my head.
Thumping, is it? How much did you have?
Don't ask.
Last time you were like this was after your poor mum's funeral.
I know.
And you drove home.
What?
Yesterday you drove home.
Oh, come on, kids. We'll be late for school.
We'll be all right, you know. Despite the Keith's sentence.
Yeah, all right, Dad. Oh, these eggs making me feel a bit queasy.
I'll get some aspirin. I'll do the eggs.
No, you can't. You know you can't. Anyway, yours is ready.
Oh, lovely. Look at that yolk running all over the toast.
I've got to.
Here, have you got the turkey yet? Eddie says he's got a spare, but doesn't know for how long. I love roast turkey. Oh, I'll get the pot. I'll splash out on my favourite. Can't stand a cheap port. Oh, and duck fat. Mum always said that was best for roast potatoes.
What?
Duck fat.
Oh, please, I can't talk about duck fat.
Here, you all right?
Oh, that all sounds expensive, Dad. And heavy. The online delivery's a bit pricey.
Well, I can help.
Oh, the eggs are smoking. Oh, my head. Could you get that at least?
The duck fat?
The alarm!
Oh,
Oh, don't bother. I'll do it myself, as usual.
Here, careful on that chair. Tracy, if it's a bother, we could always go to Susan's.
Oh, I think I should sit down. What did you say?
We could always go to Susan's, at Ambridge View.
What?
We could accept her invitation for Christmas, if you're worried about money.
Dad, you know that's out the question. Emma will be there. She grassed your son, my brother, to the police, remember?
Oh, well.
It's her fault he's in jail, and my sister Susan supported her. Let him stew, and we'll have Donna here. We'll show some proper family loyalty.
Hello, Felfish and Hair and Beauty. Donna speaking. How can I help you?
Morning!
Oh, hang on a moment, please. Hello, Mrs. Jones. Raphael for a half head and restyle, wasn't it?
Yes.
Take a seat. I won't be a moment. I'm sorry, what was that? Thursday. Oh, sorry, that's right. You did say Wednesday. Raph! Mrs. Johnson's here.
Jones!
Mrs. Jones is here for a half head. A full head. Yes. So that's Wednesday, 3 p.m.
Out the way, Poochie.
Hello there, Mrs., eh? It's Bert, Donna's father-in-law. Just doing a bit of gardening for her.
Nosy old bag.
You know, you could help a bit, Sam. How would moving into Tracy's help? I'm trying to keep the house, not move out of it. And anyway, you know there's no room for both me and the dog. I've got to go.
Hello, Donna.
Clive.
Their art things are in these boxes. Pencils only, I think, for a rainy lunchtime, don't you?
They go a bit crazy if they don't play outside, don't they?
You bet. Much easier to handle after a run round. Tracy, you all right? You look very pale.
Fine. Perhaps a bit of flu coming on. You haven't got any aspirin, have you?
Yes. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Sit down, Tracy. Take it easy with them. I'll be back for their maths class in 40 minutes.
Oh, I think I was better off in the fresh air.
But what about you? How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, good. New flat. Rented, of course. Two bedrooms. Plumbing work's coming in fine.
You've got a job?
Yeah. Occasional shifts in one of the DIY stores. Fitting bathrooms. Ah, that licence will soon be far behind me, so yeah. Doing okay.
Well, I must say, you look well.
Oh, well, that's because I'm being looked after, you see. Jackie.
Jackie?
Yeah, my girlfriend. Works in the store. Does a lovely spag bol.
That's great, Clive. Good for you.
Well, thank you. Listen, the reason I popped in, I just wanted to see how you were doing. I mean, Keith, you know, my old bro, family, innit? And I know it's not easy. Look, what are you doing for lunch? I'll buy you a sarnie. When do you get off?
Well,
come on, you can tell me how you're coping. Everyone needs a bit of support now and again. The cafe, okay?
Looks good, don't it, gal, eh? Well, cup of tea, I think. Don't you? And a bowl of water for you. I'll just get my tools. Oof. All right. I'll just get my breath. My legs.
And did the prison officer ever find out it was you?
No, that was the best bit. The screw who'd been giving me the lecture about the straight and narrow, he got the blame for me nicking the kitchen food. It was dead funny.
I bet.
Oh, now, though, well, I don't know.
How do you mean?
Oh, makes a funny story, but the fact is, it was stupid. If they'd found out, I would have blown me chances of getting out.
But they didn't. And here you are now, doing well.
But the thing is, since I got out, I appreciate things more, Donna. Things are going my way now, because I've made it happen that way. It takes time and effort to build something, to do something worthwhile, and...
And no time at all to mess it up.
That's right. So, Donna... How are you doing for money?
What?
How are you doing for cash?
Well, fine. I'm fine, really.
Oh, come on. Don't get all proud on me, Donna. I'm family. Oh, I see. It's like that already. You found out who your friends are, then. Oh, you poor soul. Look, it's only a tenner, but it's all I've got on me.
Oh, Clive... You're very thoughtful.
I'll buy you a bit of grub for later, eh? If you ever need help, Donna, any help at all, you just give me a call anytime, okay? Okay?
All right, you lot, that's enough. Put the paints away now. Come on, get to the sink. Start washing the paint things. Hurry up! Please, come on. We've got maths in 5 minutes. Tracy?
Keith!
Be quiet, all of you. Now single file to the basins. Oh. Well, go on. What are you staring at? Quickly! You've got bits of crushed crayon stuck to your face.
Oh, sorry. I must have fallen. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know you're not quite well today. You might want to take that bit of clay out of your hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Will do.
Look, if we can get this mess cleaned up, no one need know anything about it. I'll sort them at the basins, you do the classroom.
Oh, thanks, Sarah. You're a star.
Tracy, I just got a whiff of... Are you drunk?
No.
You've not got the flu at all, have you? You've got a hangover.
over.
Oh, listen, Sarah.
Tracy, I'm sorry, but this puts an entirely different complexion on things. I can't have alcohol-related issues in my classroom.
Oh, come on, Sarah. It's not like that.
It didn't look too good just now.
It's just that I've had a few problems at home recently.
We've all got problems, Tracy. It's just that we should leave them at the door when we enter a classroom.
Look, I know that. Look, can we talk in private for a moment? It's just...
Not now. We'll discuss this later when we've sorted the children. They come first.
You've really cheered me up, Clive. Thank you.
My pleasure. Like I said, I know what it's like.
I know you do.
Listen, Donna. Who's that?
My neighbour. I'll call her back. What were you saying?
Oh, only, well, you know, if you ever fancied coming over to mine and Jackie's, you're very welcome.
You've been kind enough.
Well, it's easy to get down, rattling about on your own. Take it from one who knows.
Well, I might just take you up on that, Clive.
Come in here. Okay, Tracy, what is it? I can't stay long. Sue can keep an eye on my lot for 5 minutes, but that's all. Then I really do have to start.
You probably haven't heard yet. I should explain.
I don't know, Tracy. Really, I don't. We are responsible for the young minds in our care.
But
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say you're not a teacher.
No, I wasn't, actually.
Well, I realise that, but even as a dinner lady, you have influence. We are all role models, no matter how lowly our contribution.
Right.
We are here to demonstrate discipline, kindness, loyalty even.
Look, I realise that.
Well, I must say, I thought you did.
I've got kids of my own here, Sarah. I understand that everyone has to be on the ball.
Exactly. Well, good. I'm very glad you said that.
The children in my charge, I see that their school life is everything to them, their whole world. Look, I owe you an explanation. Could we sit down?
Well, all right, just for a moment. But I've got to get on.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I have to take that. My sister-in-law, she's having a very tough time. It's what I want to talk to you about. Donna, what is it? It's not a great time. What? What, is he all right? The neighbour? Well, I'm at work too. I can't go now. Saint Donna, he's in your house.
Tracy?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes. Well, okay. Of course I'll go, as usual. Tell her I'll be there in 45 minutes. I'm sorry about that. So you see, what's happened is that my brother...
No, I'm sorry. I've imposed on Sue long enough.
But I just want
to... I've got to start my class on time. And, yes, on consideration, given that it's alcohol... I feel I have to tell the head.
Oh,
I feel it's my professional duty to report this. You must see that, surely.
In Ambridge Extra, you heard Susie Riddell, Alison Belbin, Martin Reed, Alex Jones, Emerald O'Hanrahan, Annabel Dowler, Catherine Skinner, Christopher Scott and Barry Palmer. It was written and produced by Sarah Bradshaw. The director was Peter Leslie Wilde and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.
The 4 o'clock show. It's hard to believe that anyone would really want to see more rain at the moment, but there are people involved in a special scientific process called cloud seeding, which aims to control the amount of water in the skies. By firing silver nitrate pellets into the clouds, scientists believe they can activate rainfall whenever they want it. How does it work, and how dangerous is it to be playing around with our atmospherics? To get to the bottom of this curious conundrum, we need to call on our regular terrier of the truth, Questions, Questions presenter Stuart Henderson. Here's Stuart keeping an eye on the sky at the top of the Met Office in London with meteorologist Alex Hill.
This is it. If it doesn't snow up here on Christmas Day, London hasn't had a white Christmas.
So this is the effect?
This is it, the very spot.
What's this thing here that's green?
A couple of things, Uppy. These are both rain gauges. The little one's what they call a tipping bucket rain gauge, and it's an automatic measurer, really.
Cloud seeding's one of those phrases we've heard about without perhaps being fully conversant with it. What is it, and how does it work?
Basically, what people are trying to do is amend the processes in forming the raindrop. Either to make it rain more in one place, which means ultimately it rains less in another, because you can't change the overall amount of water in the atmosphere. Or in the other sense, what it might be trying to do is stop large hail forming, so the hail doesn't do the crop damage that it can do.
What's the process? Are things fired into the atmosphere?
Essentially, there's several processes. The most common one is to fire silver iodide out into the atmosphere, into a cloud, in a sense, to try and muck around with the formation of these big raindrops and get it just to fall quickly.
And where else has cloud seeding been tried?
Well, there's all sorts of urban myths about it, I have to say. I mean, some people say they tried it at Woodstock to make sure everybody got muddy, but I'm not sure that one's real. Some ideas that people in America have been doing it since the 1940s to try and, again, amend the way rainfall happens so that it happens more when you want it and where you want it rather than almost randomly.
With what is, in effect, manipulation of the environment, there will be concerns.
The difficulty you've got is you're doing two things. You're disrupting the natural flow of water through the atmosphere initially. You're also putting something into the atmosphere that actually shouldn't be there. And there's all sorts of questions of whether or not this is going to be damaging or dangerous. As far as the World Meteorological Organization is concerned, they put out a lot of papers saying to people, look, be careful how you do this. Make sure that you can give us verifiable results. And getting a verifiable result is the thing that's proving most difficult in most situations.
What about the long-term impact of cloud seeding?
One of the things that people have done a lot of is seeding what they call orographic clouds, which are clouds that form on the sides of mountains as the air is pushed up there. And if they seed it on one side of the mountain, and all the rainfall falls on one side of the mountain, so one country, perhaps semi-arid at the bottom of the mountain, thinks, that's wonderful, look how much more water I've got to grow my crops. However, the country on the other side of the mountain has lost all that water, and they're going to think, where's all our water gone? So there are all sorts of issues that need to be dealt with before we go into this in any huge scale.
Alex Hill, thank you.
Pleasure.
Stuart Henderson and Alex Hill were blue sky thinking for that edition of BBC Radio 4's Questions, Questions. The 4 o'clock show on BBC Radio 4 Extra, weekday afternoons at 4 o'clock.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, have you heard the one about Lady Curzon and the pineapple? A fruity tale from 2005 from Ian Peacock, with comment by Lucinda Lambton.
Whenever I see it, it gives me a fillip of exotica. And it has such a size, and it has such a curious form.
It's so familiar to us that we get a bit blasé. But what an inspiration, what a bizarre thing.
What could be more gloriously elegant or strange?
It's got this wonderful perfume. It tastes finer than any other known fruit. The symbol not just of perfection in the geometrical sense, but also the romance of far-off exotic places.
At the start of the 20th century, it was thought that the perfect dinner party required just two things, both aristocrats with a certain quirky charm. No society dinner party was complete without Lady Curzon and a pineapple. The ultimate upper-class guest and the ultimate icon of largesse and luxury. In fact, for no less than 500 years, having a pineapple in your table meant you were rich, well-travelled, well-connected, witty and generous. And in the British Isles, cultivating pineapples in the grounds of your country pile was a sure sign you were on the aristocratic A-list. For centuries, pineapples had cult status. But, in fact, the ancestor of the modern pineapple was a stubbly little hedgehog of a fruit in South America. I encountered one of these creatures in a steamy hothouse at Edinburgh's Botanical Gardens, where I found botanist Alan Bunnell lurking in the undergrowth.
Now, here are the sort of tropical conditions that pineapples are going to love. And if I grovel down here on the ground, Here is a wild origin pineapple. Not quite the cultivated form, but look, you can see the similarity. There's this cone-like structure and the great tufts of leaves, and my goodness, they're spiky in the wilder form, so no wonder when they began to cultivate them, they bred out this slightly aggressive nature. And it likes the humidity. We're actually in the South American house, and it's got this ambience of the tropical environment. Of course, pineapples are now grown right across the tropics. This is Ananas Fritz-Müllerei, celebrating one of the great German botanists who explored a lot in South America at the turn of the century.
So, wild pineapples enjoy ridiculous heat and humidity, and they're aggressive and prickly, which is precisely why cultivating them in our frosty climes was such a challenge, and it still is for some people. Ben Duckworth is 12 and lives in the picturesque Nottinghamshire town of Newark, not exactly famous for its Amazonian climate. Nevertheless, he decided to join the ancient aristocratic quest to grow a pineapple in Britain with the help of his granddad when he was 5.
Yes, it's inside here. Look, here we are.
Oh, my goodness. Can we go in?
Yeah, sure. I can remember cutting the top off, because what happened?